Summary. Let's have a look at this piece of art, this painting here. In Revelation 14, verses 6 and 7 and the following, we find a message of three angels. They address the people on this planet, the peoples on this planet. Worship the Creator. Now the interesting aspect is, when we care for those who are the least, we worship the Creator who created them. Worshipping the Creator means worshipping the one who created everything. Say, oh, you made it. You are the King of Kings. And it means caring for those who have been created by the Creator. And if we oversee this, if we do not care about this, we are not worshipping the Creator. He made all the human beings. He is the one who cares for them. So rain is for everybody. The sun is for everybody, whether poor or rich, young or old, white or black, for everybody. He loves everybody. And this message of the three angels flying towards our planet, it's the very last warning. It's against evolution theory, and it's against despising people. Despising people whom we look at with pride. Who are we? What are they? And Jesus doesn't like that at all. He wants us to develop a new attitude, every creature, every human being, made by God. And therefore, this creature is worth of dignity. And people feel it. If they are despised, people feel it closely when you look down on them. They have a fine feeling for that. And the lower they are, the more they feel it. And the lower they are in our eyes, the more they experience. And they find out if you take care of them. So we are in a special situation as followers of Jesus to act like him, to feel like him, to show the same attitude, the same feelings, the same empathy, the same emotions towards our brethren, our human beings. He made. It's time for changing in our attitude towards the least of the least.